The primary source you will see for clients who have not previously been in removal proceedings is INA 236. 236A says that the client may be detained but is eligible for bond, minimum $1,500 bond. There is also such a thing called as a conditional order, or conditional bond. Do you remember? Is that what it's called? I forget. If the IJ wants to, it's if you practice in state court, you know, you get a PR bond.
Order of recognizance? An OR?
Order of recognizance is what ICE gives you.
The judge can give you that, too.
The judge can give you that, too, but I think it's conditional.
Conditional release.
It's conditional release. That's what it is. You can request that. You know, it's sort of the unicorn. I haven't seen one.
I was going to say, we don't get that
Sees it, can you please share a copy of it? But if an IJ wanted to, they could release the person on their own recognizance. Otherwise, they're subject to the minimum bond of $1,500. When you are speaking with your client and preparing the family and your client about bond, give them a realistic sense of what the bond will be. Depending on their criminal history, you know, $25,000, $3,000 to $10,000, $15,000. I don't know, depending on the specifics. But tell the clients, you know, that if the judge sets a bond for $10,000, $15,000, I tell my clients, you better come up with it. You better get them out. Get her out.
And bonds have gone up. Back in the day, I mean, obviously we've been practicing a long time, but bonds really, if you got a $3,500 bond, that was a high bond. Now we're looking at 10, 15 grand is a normal bond.
Yes. Yes, that is true. So, you know, appreciate the fact that if your client is able to get bond, they better jump on it in however way it is. And if they stick with the proceedings, whether they win or lose, they will get their money back with a little bit of interest, not too much, but they will get their money back. And it's much better for them to be fighting their case out in the world than to be detained. The other source of in INA 236, there is another section, INA 236C. It's the next slide, but maybe it's not working, which is the mandatory detention section. And that applies to folks who are essentially who have a criminal conviction. And they are not eligible for bond. For some people, and we'll get to those with the folks charged as aggravated felons, you can make a challenge to the designation of being charged as an aggravated felon. In other words, that the ICE's charge that your client has an aggravated felony is not legally proper. And you can have a hearing on it, and ideally, if you're able to, hopefully, if you're able to convince the immigration judge that your client is not subject to does not have an aggravated felony conviction, then your client would not be subject to mandatory detention. I skipped over the arriving aliens. They're not, we put them under the category of mandatory detention, but really what the statute says in 235B2 is that they're not, they're just detained. There's no bond for them. The statute says anyone who presents themselves to the immigration inspector and cannot prove clearly beyond a reasonable doubt or something like that, that they are admissible, they shall be detained. Nothing about, you know, folks with criminal convictions, that they could still request a bond and challenge their classifications as an aggravated felon. With arriving aliens, the immigration judge simply doesn't have jurisdiction. So if you're representing folks who are arriving aliens, be upfront with them. You're not eligible for bond. We can request parole on your behalf, but you're not eligible for bond. I'm sorry about it. And who are these folks, arriving aliens? People who come through the airport and they're found to not be admissible, and they're put in removal proceedings. LPRs with criminal convictions that makes them inadmissible. They're now arriving aliens. They're not eligible for bond.